We had been wanting to write a musical together for years and years and years. We got together way back when to write shows. And then this weird thing happened. He just screwed up all our plans because he became an enormous star and sold 80 million records. And so we kept on backburnering that. So when we found this story, well, we just both rolled up our sleeves and said, let us at it.
Now, Bruce, my assumption is that words came first, or is that true?
The idea comes first.
Yeah, people ask me all the time, is it lyrics or melody? It's always the idea. Even for a dumb pop song, it's always the idea.
Yeah.
I, coming from the theater, I never considered myself a pop writer. And to show you how smart I was, I said no to Barry for his first two albums. Because I just didn't know how to write a pop song. But he helped me understand how to do it by suggesting that I write a scene. You know, when the page is blank on a pop song.
It's blank.
It's blank.
I mean, it's white as white gets.
There's no character.
All you can do is write, you know, I love you or I miss you. That's it. Mm-hmm. You've got to bring in, you hit a brick wall. If you write anything other than that, they say, you know, it's a Broadway song or it's a novelty song or it'll never make it on the radio. I mean, here, Copacabana that we wrote, I mean, that broke all the rules.
And it's a very weird pop song.
And boy, does it tell a story.
Probably because it was so weird, that's why it was fresh and people found it.
Right. It's a full story in three verses and one repetitive chorus. And you get to know three characters, Tony, Lola, Rico, and their story, and has an ending, and it's a three-minute song. I've never heard anything like that. Maybe the public, you know, thought that that was cool, you know, if they'd be telling a story.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think I made a decent record of it, too, but the record company didn't.
No, they had no idea what to do with it.
Oh, they fought me every step of the way, and we couldn't put out a single until, you know, there was Can't Smile Without You that was going number one, and then I saw Billboard, and I saw Copacabana number 10 on the dance chart, and I said, the record company never put out Copacabana. They didn't believe in it, and it was jumping off the album, and eventually it made it to the number one spot, and now it's the biggest requested song I've ever had.
It was the first of Barry's hits to be forced off the album.